And I want to share with you a little bit about some stuff that your parents have learned, I hope. And I hope some stuff that you guys learned too that you can take with you. Before I do that, though, I just want to say for you parents who are in here, it's been a great privilege for me to be up. I appreciate your generosity each morning coming and listening attentively. It's been a great pleasure for me to be with you. It's been a great pleasure for my family to be here. We really haven't been at Family Camp 4 before, and you've made us all feel very welcome. And so we really appreciate it. A couple of people have asked, but really it was only two, and so I'm going to make this door wide open to the rest of you. If any of you would like to keep in touch with what we're doing in campus ministry, I send out a quarterly newsletter that comes out about twice a year. If you would like to just keep abreast of what's going on in our ministry, my lovely daughters, Kayla and Rachel, are going to just pass around a page. So if you guys will stand up and just, if you would like to receive our newsletter, feel free to sign up. If you say, Norm, I get newsletters out, you know, my ears and I don't want another, that's fine. Just don't sign up or sign your neighbor up to receive it. But let me tell you this too, just so that you know, in our newsletters, we do not use them as an occasion to ask for money. If I'm ever going to ask you for money, I will call you. I mean, just to be fair, just so you know, you're not signing up to get appeals from us four times a year. We use our newsletter as an occasion to share news about what God is doing on our campus and in our lives and sometimes with our family. And we would consider it a privilege to share that with you and for you guys to pray for us as we continue to reach and teach the next generation of college students. And again, we are like the Fort staff who are here, support raising missionaries, but I do not send you stuff unless I talk with you first and you give me your permission. So don't fear that you're going to be signing up for constant appeals from us. Kids, so those, just as they come to the end of your aisle, just pass them on around, and maybe I'll find them at the end of the night. In 2 Peter, we've been reading through and talking about 2 Peter throughout the course of this week. Here's how it ends. Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of some things that are difficult for people to understand. And untaught and unstable people distort these teachings as they do the rest of scriptures. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, mom and dad, here's what he's saying. You know that there will be people in your world who will distort the scriptures. By the way, don't worry about kids. I have four of them, so I hope you don't feel like your kids shuffling around or whispering to each other will matter. If you are, that will bother me. But your kids will be fine. But he says, you know there are going to be people who will distort the truth. Knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, that you not be carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Three times, Peter says in chapter 1, then again in chapter 2, and then again in chapter 3, I want you, knowing that you're going to be surrounded by false teaching, knowing that your life needs to be based on the gospel, knowing that Jesus is coming again, and it will be a time of salvation for those who believe him, but of judgment for those who don't. Knowing all of these things, I want you to know the Word of God. I want to stir up your sincere mind to remember the things spoken by the prophets and by Jesus through his apostles. I want you to know the Word. Because you've got to know the Word so that you can preach the gospel to yourself every day, so that you can spot error in your life, and so that you can be ready for the return of Jesus. Know the Word of God. Moms and dads, kids in here who are at the age where you can listen and understand what I'm saying, God has spoken. He's given us what we need so that we have the assurance of our salvation in Jesus, so that we can stand in very troubled times against error, and so that we can be ready for the time that Jesus comes again to call home those who are His own. But there's so many people who have a Bible, but they neglect to read, understand, and apply it to their life. And it's something like this. I have a few boxes up here. I have another book up here. If anybody wants it, I have one more. So here's what I've got. I got a few boxes up here. Think of it as this way. These boxes kind of represent your life. And in your life, you're going to be faced with a lot of challenges. Sometimes you're going to feel guilty for the things that you've done wrong. And you need to preach the gospel to yourself. And remember that your salvation comes not from your work, but from Jesus' work. And if you don't remember that, when the pressure of guilt and shame comes on you, well, are you strong enough to withstand that? Kids, let me ask you something. You think this box is strong enough to withstand my weight? I mean, like if I stepped on, I only weigh 190 pounds. You think this box of crackers could withstand my weight? You know, a box, by the way, has something that's called a crush weight. And so when life's pressures begin to weigh in on you, like guilt and shame because you've done stuff wrong, do you know the scriptures? Or does that just crush you? Does it just crush you? Because you don't know the gospel, that Jesus has come and died to take away your guilt and shame. Well, then there's error in this world. False teachers who try to convince us that things are true that are not true, and to believe and commit ourselves to things that would mislead us and hurt us. Do you know the truth? Because if you know the truth, you could probably withstand that. But you know, if what's in your mind has the nutritional value of a fruit snack, there's a good chance that when you encounter false teaching, it just smushes you, you know, because you don't have the Word of God in you. And then there's a day coming where Jesus is going to return to save those who are His own. And that will be a day of great judgment against those who don't know God. Will you be ready? You going to be ready? Do you notice something about this box? It didn't crush, did it? Some of your parents, by the way, may know this, that if you look on a box, there's always this little circle thing underneath that nobody ever pays attention to. It's required by law for a lot of boxes, shipping boxes, and they tell you, what is the edge crush weight of this box? This one's 29 pounds per inch. The gross weight limit of this box is 50 pounds. So that must mean I weigh 49 pounds. Because I stepped on it and it didn't crush, right? So here you have a box that's supposed to only hold 50 pounds. It should crush under the weight of an enormous person like me. I mean, I've been eating well here at Fort. And it didn't crush. Why? Why didn't it crush, kids? There is something in it besides fruit snacks. I put a few of these in it as an example for you. You see, this box would not be strong enough to withstand all the pressure on its own. But filled with the Word of God, it could withstand the weight of anything. And so could you. But you see, so many of us have the Word of God, but rather than filling our minds and filling our hearts with it, we leave our Bible or our Bibles just sitting on a shelf off to the side. And what I'm saying to you is, Mom and Dad, don't live life that way. God has given you His Word, and it is a sure foundation for your life now and into eternity. And your kids need to see you in God's Word, knowing Him and learning to trust Him with all of your heart. And kids, you need to do the same, because I guarantee you this. In this world, you are surrounded by a lot of people who are filling up their lives with the equivalent of peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, which tastes good for breakfast, I grant you. But when you think about, if all I ever take into my body was peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would not be a healthy person for long. And if all I'm taking in spiritually is the equivalent of peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, that's what happens when the pressures of life get heavy. It just crushes us. Know and rely on the Word that God has spoken. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for the opportunity that You've given us to be here together this week, to share time here in this gathering place and in our classes, to share time around the table and having fellowship and fun out in the woods. And Lord, as we prepare to leave this place, I pray that You would sincerely help us to prepare our hearts to continue knowing and to continue growing in You. And Lord, would You help us to heed Peter's encouragement as he tried to stir up our minds by way of a sincere mind by way of a reminder that we would know the Word that the prophets had spoken and that Jesus Himself had spoken and was passed on through the apostles. Help us to be people who are faithful to Your Word, that we may be faithful to You come what may. I ask in Jesus' name, amen.